Bro.
Welcome back to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. We're back again for a wrestling hot takes series. Stay tuned and hope you thoroughly enjoyed. Before that, a word from our sponsor. Our first hot take of this episode comes from Matty Ice. We all know that they're building up for this WrestleMania match next year between Roman Reigns and The Rock. We've been talking about it now for months and months and months. Well, with WrestleMania going Hollywood again, and they've acknowledged it on The Rock show. So, Matty Ice says, the Roman Reigns and Rock match we're getting next year at WrestleMania will not be the best match on the card. It will be shown up by a match that happens before that. His possibility, he said, probably Cena and Seth Rollins. I love that idea of a Cena-Rollins match and a retirement match for John Cena. Or an I Quit match, something like that. But Roman Rock will not be a massive thing like they're hoping it. It'll be done huge production-wise, but when it comes to actual in-ring work, I don't think it's going to have the best ability. So now we've got one from my youngest brother, Little Cuz, or Joseph. And he didn't formally submit this one, but he has more than once voiced this opinion. And every time I'm like, are you serious? So I look at it as a hot take. He says Bianca Belair does not need to be women's champion. She is currently being shoved down our throats like Roman Reigns was. Definitely interesting. I, for one, personally don't agree with it. But let us know what you think. Ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. All right, so now some of my own hot takes. And these hot takes are meant to, you know, cause people to think, cause people to go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I think currently the stars who are in NXT 2.0, they're beginning to bring up way too quick. They're bringing, I think, LA Knight's about to debut soon with his new faction. I wouldn't be shocked if Bron Breakker comes up soon. We've got guys that are getting ready to be pushed to the moon on the main roster who really haven't even got their feet wet in the developmental territory yet, and the very developmental product yet. That could cause a problem, which, you know, that leads to more budget cuts later on down the year when they're not up to par yet. That's dangerous water. Calling people up too quick and not giving them their full run. I personally don't see the infatuation with Von Wagner in NXT 2.0. And I talked to the guys about it. I said he has the prototype build of Kevin Nash. But the poor dude looks like Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Can't talk. I mean, after Kyle O'Reilly left, you know, when they had that short little tag team together and he went to attack him, Von was gone for a little bit. Von Wagner is still very, very green and raw. I don't know how well he's going to do at all, because the current look like they're going to push him towards the main title in NXT. Not so sure how well that's going to go. Von Wagner, stay in NXT for about 2 to 3 years. All right, so this one will probably be my last one. Well, I'll give you one more after this. Finn Balor. I mean, I watched him Monday night. He got moves in, but Damian Priest killed him. Go ahead and release him. He's never going to get his main event push like he got when he first got called up. I don't think he goes to AEW. I think he goes back to New Japan. Go ahead and release Finn Balor. Quit holding on to these stars that you're just going to squash and help build someone else. Just go ahead and cut him. All right, my last hot take will come from the world of All Elite Wrestling. And I love this guy's work. Don't get me wrong. But I want to say this. Adam Hangman Page is the longest reigning transitional champion in wrestling. I mean, you look at the likes of Jericho, Moxley, Omega. Hangman Page doesn't fit that bill. Is he world title material? Abso-friggin-lutely. Has his reign been phenomenal? Absolutely not. There have been good matches, but nothing about it's memorable. Adam Hangman Page, transitional champion. Thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. You've listened to your host, Big Cuz, run down some wrestling hot takes. Thank you again for all of your support. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.